Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about The Imposter Cure by Dr. Jessamy Hibbard. Sophie, I have to ask, have you ever felt like at any moment someone's going to tap you on the shoulder and say, all right, jig's up, you don't belong here?
Oh, absolutely. And I think most people have, especially if you're in a room full of people who seem to have it all figured out. That's exactly what this book is about. It's not just a diagnosis of that nagging feeling, it's a practical guide to dismantling it.
Right. And I love how Hibbard starts by making a really important distinction. She says, a true imposter is someone who knowingly deceives others. But someone with imposter syndrome is actually highly capable. They just can't internalize their own accomplishments.
Exactly. That's the core paradox. You have the qualifications, the experience, the track record. But inside, you're convinced you've just been lucky or that you've fooled everyone. And the book argues this isn't a personality flaw, it's a learned thought pattern, a habit of the mind.
And habits can be broken. That's the hopeful part. But first, you have to recognize the pattern. Hibbard talks about 5 classic imposter types, and honestly, I saw myself in more than one.
Oh, me too. There's the perfectionist who sets impossibly high standards and sees any mistake as a failure. The expert who feels they need to know everything. The natural genius who thinks competence should be effortless. The soloist who has to do everything alone. And the superwoman or superman who works twice as hard to prove their worth.
I'm definitely the soloist sometimes. I hate asking for help because it feels like admitting I'm not good enough. But the book points out that all these types stem from the same core belief, that your worth is conditional on your performance.
And that belief didn't come out of nowhere. Hibbard traces it back to early messages we got about success and failure. If you were praised for achievements rather than effort, you learn that your value is tied to output. If you were compared to a smart sibling, you internalize that you're not naturally intelligent.
But she's careful not to let us use that as an excuse. It's not about blaming your parents. It's about recognizing that these thoughts are learned, which means they can be unlearned. And then she gives you the toolkit to do it.
The core of the book is a cognitive behavioral approach. She introduces the imposter cycle, a loop of anxiety, overpreparation, temporary success, and then discounting that success. You deliver a flawless presentation, but instead of feeling proud, you feel relief that you weren't caught out.
Yeah, and you attribute the success to the excessive preparation, not to your actual ability. That reinforces the feeling that you're a fraud who has to overprepare to survive. So the cure is about breaking that cycle.
And it starts with noticing your thoughts. Instead of trying to suppress, "I don't belong here," you observe it with curiosity. You are not your thoughts. You're the one noticing the thought. That creates a little space between you and the imposter narrative.
That cognitive defusion is powerful. Then she moves into redefining failure and success. The imposter mindset sees failure as proof of fraudulence. But Hibbard says failure is not a verdict on your identity. It's data. It's a necessary part of growth.
She encourages a growth mindset, which is Carol Dweck's idea. In a fixed mindset, you believe your abilities are static. You fail and you think, I'm a failure. In a growth mindset, you ask, what can I learn from this? That reframing is everything.
And she doesn't just talk about failure. She also tackles the flip side, the inability to internalize success. She suggests keeping a success file, a folder with positive feedback, thank you notes, records of accomplishments. When the imposter voice gets loud, you look at the evidence.
And she teaches you how to accept a compliment. Instead of deflecting with it was nothing, you just say thank you. That small act is a radical form of self-validation. It's training your brain to own your wins.
One of my favorite sections was about authenticity. The imposter feels like they have to perform a role, hiding their true, flawed self. But Hibbard says the cure isn't to become more perfect, it's to become more authentic.
That means admitting when you don't know something, asking for help, showing vulnerability. She provides scripts for saying, I don't know, but I'll find out, without feeling like you've confessed a crime. And when you drop the mask, people actually trust you more.
People don't relate to perfection. They relate to humanity. That's a liberating idea. And she also addresses the physical toll of imposter syndrome, the constant state of high alert, the anxiety. She connects it to the stress response and offers mindfulness and breathing techniques.
Self-compassion is a huge part of it too. The imposter is often their own harshest critic. They speak to themselves in ways they'd never speak to a friend. Hibbard encourages you to treat yourself with the same kindness you'd offer a loved one who is struggling.
So instead of "I'm so stupid," you say, "That was a tough situation and I did my best. I can learn from this." It's not about letting yourself off the hook. It's about creating a safe internal environment where you can actually grow.
And then she moves from internal change to external action. She encourages talking about these feelings with trusted colleagues or mentors. More often than not, you'll find the people you admire most also feel like imposters. That shared experience is incredibly validating.
She also talks about managing your environment. If you're constantly comparing yourself to others on social media, you're feeding the imposter monster. Curate your feeds, limit exposure, focus on your own journey.
And she tackles overworking. The superwoman or superman type uses overwork as a coping mechanism, hoping that if they just do more, they'll finally feel worthy. But working harder doesn't solve the underlying belief that you're not good enough. It only masks it temporarily.
The cure involves setting boundaries, prioritizing rest, and learning to feel worthy even when you're not being productive. That's hard for a lot of us, but the book is realistic. The goal isn't to eliminate self-doubt entirely. A little doubt can keep us humble.
Right, the goal is to shrink the gap between how you see yourself and how others see you. To move from "I am a fraud" to "I am competent and I'm still learning." It's a daily practice of noticing thoughts, challenging assumptions, and acting with courage despite the fear.
The one thing I'm taking away is this: you can't earn your way out of feeling like a fraud. The cure is an inside job. It's about stopping the attempt to prove your worth and starting to accept it.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Well said. And I think that's the heart of it, giving yourself permission to be a work in progress and knowing that you belong in the room.
It's not the absence of doubt, but the presence of courage. We'll see you in the next one.